The wagon seemed to swim towards them, through the streaming dust, rolling and pitching over the uneven ground. And as they waited for them to come up, Anna murmured, "We must be eternally grateful to this man." She sat in the back seat of the Fiat Tourer, with Chassa on her lap and Santan beside her. "He will be well paid." Gary stood with one booted foot on the running board of the Fiat. In his hand he held a rolled document, secured with a red ribbon. He tapped the roll against his artificial leg. "Whatever you pay him will not be enough," Anna affirmed, and hugged Chassa. "He is an outlaw and a renegade," Gary scowled. "It goes very much against the grain."
"Please give him what we owe him, Papa," Santan said softly. "Then let him go. I don't want ever to see him again."
The small, half-naked Nama boy leading the ox team whistled them to a halt, and Lothar de la Rey climbed down slowly from the wagon seat, wincing at the effort. When he reached the ground, he paused for a moment, steadying himself with his free hand against the wagon body. His other arm was in a sling across his chest. His face was a yellowish putty colour beneath the smoothly tanned skin. His eyes were darkly underscored, the lines of suffering at the corners of his mouth accentuated, and a dense stubble of pale beard covered his jaws and sparkled even in the poor light.
"He has been hurt," Anna murmured. "What happened to him?"
And beside her, Santan silently turned her head away. Lothar braced himself and went to meet Gary. Halfway between the Fiat and the wagon, they shook hands briefly, Lothar awkwardly offering his uninjured left hand. They spoke in low tones that did not reach to where Santan sat. Gary offered him the roll of parchment, and Lothar loosened the ribbon with his teeth and spread the sheet against his thigh, holding it with one good hand as he stooped to read it. After a minute he straightened and let the parchment spring back into a roll. He nodded at Gary and said something. His face was expressionless, and Gary shuffled self-consciously and made an uncertain gesture, half offering another handshake and then thinking better of it, for Lothar was not looking at him. He was staring at Santan, and now he pushed past Gary and started slowly towards her. Immediately Santan snatched Chassa off Anna's lap and crouched in the furthest corner of the seat, glaring at him, holding Chassa away from him protectively. Lothar stopped, lifted his good hand towards her in a small gesture of appeal, but let it drop to his side when her expression did not change. Puzzled, Gary glanced from one to the other of them.
"Can we go, Papa?"
Santan spoke in a clear, sharp voice. "Of course, my dear." Gary hurried to the front of the Fiat and stooped to the crank handle. As the engine fired, he ran round to the driver's seat and adjusted the ignition lever. "Is there anything you wish to say to the man?" he asked, and when she shook her head, he clambered up behind the wheel and the Fiat jerked forward. Santan looked back only once, after they had bumped over a mile of the sandy track. Lothar de la Rey still stood below the towering monument of rock, a tiny lonely figure in the desert, and he stared after them.